Concerning Roundworld. Discworld is real. It's the way worlds should work. Admittedly, it is flat and goes through space on the backs of four elephants which stand on the shell of a giant turtle. But consider the alternatives. Consider, for example, a globular world, a mere crust upon an inferno of molten rock and iron, an accidental world made of the wreckage of old stars, the home of life which, nevertheless, in a most unhomely fashion, is regularly scythed from its surface by ice, gas, inundation or falling rocks travelling at 20,000 miles an hour. Such an improbable world, and the entire cosmos that surrounds it, was in fact accidentally created by the Wizards of Unseen University, the greatest school of magic on Discworld. But surely you know this. It was the Dean of Unseen University who in fact destabilised the raw firmament by fiddling with it, possibly leading to the belief, if folk memory extends to sub-sub-sub-subatomic particle level, that it was indeed all done by somebody with a beard. Infinite in size on the inside, but about a foot across on the outside, the universe of Roundworld is now kept in a glass globe in Unseen University, where it has been the source of much interest and concern. Mostly, it's a source of concern. Alarmingly, it contains no narrativium. Narrativium is not an element in the accepted sense. It is an attribute of every other element, thus turning them into, in an occult sense, molecules. Iron contains not just iron, but also the story of iron, the history of iron, the part of iron that ensures that it will continue to be iron, and has an iron-like job to do, and is not, for example, cheese. Without narrativium, the cosmos has no story, no purpose, no destination. Nevertheless, under the ancient magical rule of as above, so below, the crippled universe of Roundworld strives at some level to create its own narrativium. Iron seeks out other iron. Things spin. In the absence of any gods to do the creating of life, life has managed against the odds to create itself. Yet the humans who have evolved on the planet believe in their hearts that there are such things as gods, magic, cosmic purpose, and million-to-one chances that crop up 9 times out of 10. They seek stories in the world, which the world, regrettably, is not equipped to tell. The wizards, feeling somewhat guilty about this, have intervened several times in the history of Roundworld, when it seemed to them to be on the wrong track. They encouraged fish, or fish-like creatures, to leave the seas. They visited the proto-civilizations of dinosaur descendants and crabs. They despaired at the way ice and falling comets wiped out higher life forms so often, and they found some monkeys who were obsessed with sex and were quick learners, especially if sex was involved, or could, by considerable ingenuity, be made to be involved. Again, the wizards intervened, teaching them that fire was not for having sex with, and in general encouraging them to get off the planet before the next big extinction. In this, they have all been guided by Hex, UU's magical thinking engine, which is immensely powerful in any case, and with Roundworld, which from Hex's point of view is a mere subroutine of Discworld, and is practically godlike, although more patient. The wizards think they have sorted it all out. The monkeys have learned about their permanently threatened world via a type of technomancy called science, and may yet escape frozen doom. And yet, the thing about best-laid plans is they don't often go wrong. They sometimes go wrong, but not often, because of having been, as aforesaid, the best-laid. The kind of plans laid by wizards who barge in, shout a lot, try to sort it all out by lunchtime and hope for the best, on the other hand, well, they go wrong almost instantly. There is a kind of narrativium on Roundworld if you really look. On Discworld, the narrativium of a fish tells it that it is a fish, was a fish, and will continue to be a fish. On Roundworld, something inside a fish tells it that it is a fish, was a fish, and might eventually be something else. Perhaps.